This is the Kindy Rockstars Podcast, Season 4. Bringing you incredibly talented singers, artists, creators, and producers in the genre of children's music. I'm your host, Patrick Adams. Each episode will feature songs, albums, videos, or live performances, along with great stories from the artists themselves. Kindy Rockstar Season 4 is proud to be supported and sponsored by Waltmania Public Relations, serving the family entertainment community for more than 20 years. And now, on with the show. Hello, everybody. Welcome to another episode of Kindy Rockstars, and I am delighted to have back with me today, Beppi. Welcome back to the show.
Hi, thanks for having me again on your show. I'm so excited to be here.
Yeah, everybody go back to season one and search out Beppi's episode where you get to hear a fun song about dinosaurs. All right, well, it's been a while. I think you were on the show back in 2021. So what have you been up to since the last time we talked?
It's been a beat, hey? It's been a little bit of time. I think since I saw you last, the biggest thing to happen is I've released another album called Nice to Meet You. And that album got nominated for a Juno Award for Children's Album of the Year.
Congratulations.
So I've been busy. Thank you. Yeah, it's been a lot of fun. We've been touring and promoting the album. I'll be going across Canada this summer to continue that and share the music from the new project. And work has begun on album number 6, which is tentatively titled All Together Now. So we're really excited about the new project. The first track from Nice to Meet You is called Great Day, and that song is a finalist in the International Songwriting Competition, so we're really excited about that. And I have a new children's book coming out called Cookie Pirate, so that'll be out this fall too.
What a great title. Lots going on. All right, well, I'll ask you about the book in a minute, but where are you going to on your tour? What big places are you visiting in Canada?
So this summer, I'll be headed out mainly to Ontario. So I'm going to tour all around Ontario. I'll start off in Alberta here. I'll be in Saskatchewan for a little bit. So a little bit of time in the prairies. And then I'm going to venture all the way out to Ontario, which is somewhere I have never toured before. So I'm excited to head a little further out towards the coast and see some people that I know over there as well.
Awesome. All right. For all of my Canadian listeners, be prepared to check her out. All right, tell me a little bit about Cookie Pirate. So again, great name for a book, but what's the story about?
Yeah, so Cookie Pirate, what a ridiculous name, hey? I think some of my favorite songs to write, I write songs from all walks of themes and topics, from social justice to kindness to and downright just silliness and nonsense. And I think the silly songs are probably my favorite to write and sing and record. Cookie Pirate falls into that super silly category. It started out like a sea chanty, but then it turned into like a 90s dance mix. Sea chanty? We didn't have that in mind when we started it, but it's such a cool song. We're really excited about it. And it's got this really fun story about this cookie pirate who comes from town to town and they steal. He's got this huge crew of pirates and they come and they raid every town and pantry and store for all of their cookies. So everybody in the town has to hurry up and eat all the cookies really, really fast so that the pirates can't eat them. So it's quite it's a fun little adventure that's just based on complete nonsense. So I said, absolutely, let's turn that into a book for sure. So
definitely. And it sounds like you're spearheading a new genre of music, which I'm all for.
Yeah, like let's make it a
shanty
trend.
Dance
Why not?
Mixes. Love it. All right. Yeah. Let's talk a little bit about the song we're featuring today. It's called Great Day. Tell us a little bit about the story of that one, what inspired it.
So Great Day was something that came about. It was a song that I had started to sing a lot when I was performing. And that's usually how songs will start out for me. I'll test them out in front of audiences and see how they stick and see if people like them. And it started out as a warm-up song, like, let's just have a great time. Let's have a great day. Let's turn our positive outlooks on and enjoy this time together. And I find that that outlook of like, I'm going to have a great day, just telling yourself that in the morning when you get up, telling yourself that before you start doing something is so powerful. And I wanted to have a song that embodied that power of reshaping your thinking, just like, we're going to have a great time. Look at all these amazing things that we can do and these amazing things that we can do together. So Great Day is about that spirit, just like, let's enjoy this moment. And so that's, it's like an anthem for positive attitude and a general just positive outlook on life. And so I think that's maybe why it was received so well, because the world really needs some positive anthems right now, just to help us keep, you know, keep our chin up and keep that positive attitude as we go on. So yeah,
totally agree. All right, pulling for this one then in that songwriting competition. And let's play it. Here it is. Great Day by Bebby.
It's an ice cream sundae, a walk don't run day, going down the water slide, cruising on a bike ride. It's gonna be a great day. It's a popcorn movie day, a dance party groovy day, everyone's feeling fine, video gaming time. It's gonna be a great day.
1, 2, 3, 4, tell me what you came here for.
All I wanna do is share this day with you. Day. Forget all the rules day. Wear a cool costume, turn up the volume. It's gonna be a great day. Shopping at the mall day. A spring, summer, fall day. Let's start a pillow fight, stay up all night. It's gonna be a great day.
1, 2, 3, 4, tell me what you came here for.
All I wanna do is share this day with you.
And that was Great Day by Bebby. All right. Let everybody know where they can stream, download, purchase that song, and how they can find and connect with you.
I think the easiest way is just to head to my website, beppymusic.com. I've got all my streaming platforms up there. My music videos, links to my YouTube channel are all there. But you can find me on any streaming platform online that you can find music. Beppy will be there.
Excellent. Well, I really, really appreciate you coming back on the show and catching up, and all the best to you with the songwriting competition and the tour. And I hope to talk to you again soon.
Thank you for having me.
Thanks.